A former U.S. soldier is waiting to learn if he will face prosecution as a deserter. Ex-Sergeant Charles Jenkins left his unit almost four decades ago in Korea. Yesterday, he arrived in Tokyo for medical treatment. It is not clear if the United States will seek extradition on charges that could send Jenkins to prison for life. Brian Shi reports from Tokyo.
Super! Are you going to talk to the Americans? How do you feel? How do you feel, Super?
Are you happy to be back?
Are you pleased to be in Japan? Do you have a message for America?
Almost 100 journalists were on hand at Japan's Haneda Airport when Jenkins arrived. He is a former U.S. Army sergeant who disappeared almost 40 years ago into North Korea while on patrol. There is keen interest here in his fate because his wife, Hitomi Soga, is Japanese. They met and married in North Korea. Soga was kidnapped by the North in 1978 in a state-sponsored plan to teach Japanese language and customs to North Korean spies. In October 2002, Soga returned to Japan as part of a political rapprochement between Tokyo and Pyongyang. But Jenkins and their two daughters stayed behind in the infamously isolated North Korea. Andrew Horvat is the Japan representative for the Asia Foundation.
Mrs. Jenkins, Soga-san, represents to every Japanese family values. Here is a very ordinary, quiet, dignified woman demanding to be with her family. I mean, if this doesn't move a nation, I don't know what does.
Their two-year separation ended last week when Soga was reunited with Jenkins and their two children in Indonesia. From there, Jenkins came to Japan at the invitation of the Japanese government for emergency medical care. He had been operated on in North Korea for a stomach ailment from which he has not recovered. Upon arrival in Tokyo, he appeared frail and walked with a cane to a waiting bus that whisked him away to a Tokyo hospital. The U.S. military says that Jenkins, who is now 64, is a deserter, but his relatives say he was kidnapped by the North. His presence, though, is a sticky political problem between countries that normally share very close relations. Again, Andrew Horvat.
So here's the problem. How do you reunite? How do you allow Mr. Jenkins and his family to live a happy, ordinary life, which is what all that they're looking for, and at the same time see that justice is done according to the rules of the U.S. military?
The solution to this problem is unclear. The U.S. ambassador here, former U.S. Senator Howard Baker, indicated the U.S. would not pursue Jenkins while he's undergoing medical treatment. This drama and intrigue have been playing against the backdrop of Japanese domestic politics. Several analysts described Prime Minister Koizumi's efforts to reunite the family, at the risk of irking the U.S., as a naked play to populist sympathy. Shigenori Okazaki is a political analyst at UBS Warburg.
If Mr. Koizumi is trying to take this opportunity for his domestic political gains, he could be miscalculating the risks, and he may be put in a very difficult situation if it backfires on him.
For now, the fate of Charles Jenkins and his family is undecided. Japan and the rest of the world will have to wait to see how the drama unfolds. For NPR News, this is Brian Shi from Tokyo.